Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I wish to express our support to you, Ambassador Goebel, and to the German presidency in your efforts to advance disarmament and non-proliferation goals. We also wish to commend the coordination between the German and France presidencies, and also to pay tribute to the to Ambassador Camille Petit for the leadership she has displayed during her presidency. I'll start by commending you and Germany for including nuclear disarmament verification in your proposed program of activities. Verification is a crucial element in advancing disarmament goals and building confidence among states. Brazil firmly believes that effective verification measures are essential to ensure compliance with disarmament commitments, foster transparency, and contribute to global peace and security. We appreciate your decision to explore further this topic and look forward to engaging in substantive discussions on advancing verification mechanisms within the CD framework. Furthermore, we applaud the inclusion of artificial intelligence in your program of activities. As I was approaching the UN building, I passed in front of the ITU building, and the motto that was there was AI for good. However, we should not turn a blind eye to the military uses of artificial intelligence. It's essential that we keep addressing the implications of AI on security and disarmament. Lastly, we want to express our support to you and to your efforts towards a stock taking of our discussions on the revitalization of the conference. The CD, as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum, holds great importance in our collective pursuit of disarmament and non-proliferation. We acknowledge the many challenges faced in recent years and that in practice impeded the CD from carrying out its negotiating mandate and recognize the need for an active engagement in constructive dialogue on the internal and external factors that have brought us to this state of affairs. Let us seize this opportunity to engage in open and forward-looking discussions, mindful of our shared aspirations for a world free from the threat of weapons of mass destruction. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.